Well, I'm aging myself here, but I don't give a darn. It doesn't seem like that long ago that this new event came to Detroit called the Detroit Grand Prix. And my buddy's dad loaded a bunch of us up in a van and took us down to the streets of Detroit to watch this event. It is amazing. If you haven't been down there yet, make this your year to get down there after years on Belle Isle. And no disrespect to Belle Isle, because it was a great place to host this event. The Detroit Grand Prix is heading back to the streets of Detroit. Kindly joining us to talk about that and what was a fantastic weekend for Team Penske, I might add. Penske Corporation President and Chairman of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, Bud Danker, kindly joining us. And first of all, Bud, thank you so much for the time this morning. I know things are busy. Thanks for joining us here on the Paul W. Smith Show.
Well, thank you, Sean, for having me. And it's been an amazing 24 hours for Team Penske, as you mentioned, to win the 19th Indy 500 for Roger Penske with Joseph Newgarden at the helm. And then 24 hours later for Ryan Blaney at the Coca-Cola 600 to win one of the biggest races of the year in that event just yesterday, last evening, in fact. Two amazing wins for Roger Penske and Team Penske and our 400 Team Penske employees and associates, and 71,000 people around the world celebrating it. And now we come to Detroit after 32 years of being away. You are showing your age, Sean, but that's okay. And we're back and competing downtown, and we're very excited about it.
Hey, you know, and Bud, I want to make it crystal clear, because I know this is how you and Mr. Penske feel. We had an opportunity to chat with both of you at Belle Isle. Belle Isle was a great place for it. I think Belle Isle is a better place for it now. What Team Penske poured into Belle Isle, it's immeasurable. It really is. But I think it was safe to say it was time to head back to the streets of Detroit.
No, it was. And we were on Belle Isle for 13 years with our event and put over $19 million of opportunity back into Belle Isle infrastructure, as well as helping Michelle Hodges out with her Belle Isle Conservancy. Is such a worthy organization. But it was time. And the idea coming back downtown was Michael Montrai's and mine. And I thought it was far-fetched to think it would ever happen. But that was just 18 months ago the idea came to us. And with the help of City Council and the mayor and our governor and so many great sponsors like General Motors and Lears and other people, it's not going to happen. We're going to have race cars on the streets of Detroit on Friday morning for the first time in 32 years. And for that, we're very grateful.
And it is, I can tell you from firsthand experience, both as a young lad and as an adult, it really is an event. And I urge people to find a way to get down there and see this. There are so many great vantage points. And Bud Danker, kindly joining us, Penske Corporation President, Chairman of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix. Bud, there is not only a buzz in our area, certainly the racing community as a whole, but we've had an opportunity to talk to a few of the drivers. And I think it's safe to say they are excited to see what this road course is all about.
Well, we have an amazing road course, Sean. You're exactly right. Talking to every driver who I saw in Indianapolis this week, and team owners and crews and pit crews and everybody else involved, and fans are coming here from all around the country and the world. We're going to have an amazing event. 9 turns, 1.7 miles circuit, 7/8 of a mile down Jefferson Avenue, with speeds up to 185 to 190 miles an hour in Jefferson, and making a U-turn at the end of it by the Lodge Tunnel. And for the first time ever, a dual pit lane. What that means is I could not find 1,000 feet of pit lane in downtown Detroit, so Michael Montrai and I improvised with 500 feet. Some cars will pit on the left, some cars will pit on the right. You'll have 6 lanes of traffic that have to go into one lane with 300 feet. Never been done before, so a lot of firsts going to happen. And may I say also, yes, come on down, because we're allowing fans to come here for free for the first time to watch racing, to go to Hart Plaza, to go to the riverfront, to enjoy all these activities for free, and it's never been done before.
It is a great time. The excitement, the buzz in the air, and just everything about this event is just a fun time. I can speak from personal experience about that. Bud, how difficult was it to do this? I'm sure there's a lot of work, as you mentioned. I mean, you had to condense all of this into 18 months. I'm sure there are a lot of people to thank for helping make this endeavor come to life.
Well, it was complicated because little did we know that Jefferson Avenue, our section, is owned by MDOT. General Motors owned Atwater Street, part of our racetrack. The city owns the rest. So three organizations we had to work with engineering and design and construction to fix the damn roads, as the governor would say. And we've done that. We have 252 manhole covers that all have to be welded shut because our race cars are like vacuum cleaners. They'll suck those manhole covers right off the roads if we don't weld them down. And all the infrastructure around it has to be completed. We have a chalet behind Pitt Lane that came from the Waste Management 16th hole in Phoenix, that great party they put on. That's behind our pit lane, 70 chalets that are 70 feet high in the air. It's a spectacle down here, and I urge everyone to come down here and take a look at what we've built. Come down here and enjoy what we've built. Roger Penske has said this is going to be bigger than the Super Bowl because of all the inclusiveness that we're allowing our city to involve in. And city council loves that because every district of the city will be here. The communities, their businesses are coming down here. All the great acts we have on Hart Plaza, all for free. So inclusiveness is the word that we've been using from day one. It was hard to answer your question, but because of the involvement and cooperation of our city, of our state, of our partners, the mayor was so helpful. The city council was so helpful. It's all come together. So my team of about 15 people are creating magic, and the magic is going to transcend itself to Detroit this weekend. We're going to be a postcard to the world to show how great our city is.
Boy, isn't that awesome? And, you know, I don't know if this was planned or not, but I'll tell you what, I know how much this city, this area means to you, how much it means to Mr. Penske as well. This is like the unofficial kickoff of a really busy time here. There are so many great events coming up, Bud. The Detroit Grand Prix certainly starts it all off, but you know, you've got the fireworks coming up. You've got the Rocket Mortgage Classic coming up. And this is really, just to reiterate, kind of the unofficial kickoff of a special time for our city.
No, it is. And we need events in our city. We need people back downtown. We need people to enjoy and celebrate just the beauty of it. Imagine all the boats parked off our riverfront. Imagine cars racing down Atwater Street, our riverfront. Imagine them going down Jefferson Avenue and helicopters flying over them, following them. What that's going to look like? And it's going to be more beautiful than Monaco, which had the Grand Prix this year. It's going to be more beautiful than any race we have across America because of how beautiful our city is. So we just encourage everyone to get involved. Come on down. Go to DetroitGP.com, DetroitGP.com. Look for traffic instructions. Look for parking. Park at Comerica Park. Park at Huntington Place. Take the queue line, take the people mover, come on down, but enjoy this celebration because, once again, everybody's included and you're included for free.
Well, I'm going to join Bud Denker, Penske Corporation President and Chairman of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix. I'm going to join you in urging people to come down. First-hand experience as a kid, as a fan, as an adult, as a member of the media, this is a fantastic event, and certainly once again, being on the streets of Detroit makes it extra special. Speaking of extra special, you know, one thing that we need to mention about Mr. Penske, of course, with him owning the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, this had to be an extra special win for him with Joseph Newgarden getting it done, I'm sure, Bud.
Well, you know, Roger purchased the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and IndyCar Series in 2020, and there's no greater steward, no better steward in the world than to have Roger and Kathy Penske and her family own this amazing tabernacle of racing. 330,000 people watched this event live at our speedway. To see Roger's emotions, to see his face, to see the excitement in him is something you can't buy. And his 19th win, we're so happy for him. And then to have Ryan Blaney followed up last night with our victory, we couldn't be more grateful.
Just a great 24 hours, as you mentioned, and a great week to come. Bud, you know, if we can ever do anything, don't hesitate to reach out. I'm sure we'll chat with you or Mr. Penske as the week progresses. But good luck this week. You guys have put so much work into it. I know it's going to be another great event.
Thank you, Sean. We'll see Ann and Paul and all you down here on Friday. Thank you.
Looking forward to it. Bud Denker, Penske Corporation President, Chairman of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, kindly joining us on the Paul W. Smith Show, Tuesday morning, 760 WJR.